And I'm joined by Ed Marr. What year is this for Operation Jumpstart?
Seventh year, Chris. So we started this about 6 months after we started the Friday Night Dinners.
Right. Describe to people what the Friday Night Dinners are.
Well, three of us got together, three Vietnam vets, friends, the one owned a stadium steakhouse, Fran O'Brien Stadium Steakhouse, and the another Jim Mayer was a peer counselor out at the hospitals. Mm-hmm. And one night he says to Hal, I'm going to bring a soldier around. It'll be his first night out of the hospital. He's a little self-conscious about his injuries, but I'm going to bring around. We'll give him a steak dinner. And Hal said, sure, absolutely, on the house. So we did, and we gave him too good a time and told seven of his buddies.
How can you be with Ed Marr and not have a good time?
Well, we showed him a good time. And then next Friday, there was seven of them. There was eight of them. The next Friday, he went and told his buddies, his three guys, provide a great all-up steak dinner. And they were all vets and not too bad guys. And we have a good time to get out of the hospital. So that's how it started. And we've been doing it every Friday night for almost 8 years. And then we finally realized about 6 months into it, we had to start paying for this. and so we also realized we were finding out things about these guys that they needed other things. Then one of them was this transition from military to civilians.
And I just want to stop because the Friday Night Dinners have really almost been I've only been to two of them, unfortunately, but they're almost therapeutic.
Oh, they?
Because it is part of the process of going from the hospital setting where you're surrounded by other folks who are injured.
Right.
And some of these folks have things you would look twice. Mm-hmm. And that has to be, that's almost as much a part of this as anything else is this therapeutic nature of this.
Right. And we've had that in mind since the beginning. You know, it's a safe setting. It's veterans taking other veterans out for dinner, and
I think that's been almost an unintended consequence coming out of this.
And we take, we make sure that it's a good environment to take them out, and we watch and take good care of them, and it's great for their first couple times out with their family to make sure it's a safe environment. So we've been doing that for 8 years, so then we realized as we got to know them over dinner and otherwise that there are other needs. And so one of them is a lot of these guys expected to be in the military for their entire career.
Right.
And now with their injuries, the injuries are so serious that's not possible. And so they need to start thinking about transition into careers. And so we help them with that. And that's what Jumpstart is about, really, is we ask the community, IT community, to bring us their suits, and that's men and women's suits. And
more women than you think.
A lot more women than you would imagine.
Me.
Yes, exactly. And bring those, just the good ones. We only want the good ones. And again, I have to put you on notice. I'm sorry, Chris.
I try and do it every single
7 years in a row, you've tried to get that yellow Nehru jacket in, and we end up making sure you take it home with you again. Because that doesn't go. I mean, these guys won't buy...
told you I'd bring the pink tie that works so well
pants,
with it.
And the plaid pants. It is a startling combination, Chris.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. But you'll take it home again if you bring it. So, but the suits, we ask the community to bring in their suits, have them dry cleaned and bring them in.
This isn't like dumping stuff off at Goodwill or something.
No.
This is something that you'd like to see your kid go to a job interview.
Exactly. So the community's been really good last year. We've averaged probably 750, 800 suits each year, which we give away by the end of the summer usually. We continue to have this need for them, make sure that they get a full outfit. And then the other things is we bring the community in. When the soldier is ready for that transition, we find them a mentor. We help them with their resume. We help them with job interviewing skills, and we also help them with whatever training. Make sure they get the VA training that they're entitled to. And this community's been very good about opening their arms and accepting these guys in. And so next Tuesday, Operation Jumpstart 7 at the Army Navy Country Club in Arlington is our big fundraising event. We'll have Rob Carey, the Deputy CIO at the Defense Department, and my good friend Roger Baker, our co-chairs.
The VA CIO, yep.
And we'll have, probably 450 both government and industry folks come together, and they bring their suits, they bring their money, they bring their checkbooks, and we have a goodly number of the soldiers come, and we show them a good time.
There are two things that I always remember from this event. Number one is the incredible lineup of suits that come, and just seeing the outpouring of folks is just absolutely incredible. But also at the end of the evening, these guys and men and women trying on the suits. And if that doesn't melt your heart, you need to go and see somebody, for goodness sakes. In fact, you need a team because one person can't do it. You need a team working on you.
Yeah, and the soldiers typically are so buff, they really look good in those suits.
See them sort of glowing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this notion that there's a community out there willing and waiting to help them as they transition from being military to being a civilian again. And that's really it's this community coming around them and helping.
And it's not just suits. The other things that work are gift certificates to Target, Macy's, Safeway, thumb drives, new laptops, new or used Palm Pilots. Talk about those because they're specific. They use those in the traumatic brain.
Right. That's a new, thing we've put on this year. The, physical, therapists, especially the ones working with the, TBIs, the traumatic brain injuries, and, they've sort of worked into their therapy for the short-term memory issues. They don't want
it's not a cell phone.
Don't want a cell phone. They don't want complicated devices.
Right.
The simpler the appointment minder, the simpler they ought to operate, the better. And so we've been buying a lot of these Palm Pilots, but they're getting harder and harder to find.
Yeah, right.
So anyone who has one of these digital appointment, calendaring things, note-taking digital, they bring it. Used is fine because we.
Yeah, it says new or used. I was going to say, are there new Palm Pilots out there?
I don't. They're getting harder to find.
If you got a new one, I want to see you on Tuesday night.
The last, the last four we bought came from a little electronic shop in Idaho. Truth be told,
cool.
I bought it off the internet. So they're getting harder to find. The simpler, the better. Anything like that, the therapists feel they can work that into the therapy for these TBIs and help them along. So money is good. Checks, credit cards,
cash works.
Cash works. and as you pointed out, the debit cards or the gift cards from those. We help them with the other things: shirts, ties, socks, belts, shoes, what have you.
And this event takes place on Tuesday, February 8th, starts at 5:30, runs till about 8:30. It's at the Army Navy Club in Arlington, Virginia. We'll have all the information you could possibly want, DorabeckInsider.com, how to register. I think you can still register.
Absolutely.
And I say this every year, and a couple people contact me, and we've had a couple people, if you can't, you can't orchestrate drop-offs outside this time.
Yeah.
But if you're unable to get there at that time, you get it to me, and I'll make sure Ed gets it and it gets in the right hands because this is such a wonderful, marvelous program. Kudos to doing this each and every year. I mean, it's just
heartwarming. Trust me, I get more out.